Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain again, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com. That's LightBridge101.com, or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. And now let's start with the show. This week's focus is on rest and peace on the journey of transformation. And I don't know about all of you, but it sometimes feels that way, that the further you're moving on the path of enlightenment, the busier it gets. The more responsibilities you have, the more is going on in your life, and you feel sometimes a little overwhelmed. And especially in these times when your body and everything inside of you is calling you to rest, you feel that there's too much to do and you shouldn't be resting. And there's that sense of guilt and that feeling of you have to do instead of rest. And it creates friction. And yet rest is so extremely important. Saint Germain is going to talk more about it because it really is part of the path of transformation. We think of transformation always as movement, a chemical change, movement. Something is being changed from one thing to something else. So rest doesn't always feel like it fits into this whole transformational process. And yet it's a key ingredient for a transformation to take place. And another aspect of rest is the whole idea that path of enlightenment should not just be about discipline and hardship and have to and must, getting up every morning and going through your meditation and focusing on your thoughts and doing this and doing that. It is also about joy, about experiencing joy. Joy and love are very connected. Some even say they're interchangeable. So love without joy or joy without love, there's something missing. And one teacher once told me that love is a sign, pain is a sign where love is missing. So when we feel any kind of emotional pain or physical pain or mental pain even, so depression, then we've not allowed ourselves to shift in a way that brings a little bit more lightness in our life. Humor is such an important aspect. Oh my God, I make so many mistakes in my life. If I wouldn't laugh at myself half of the time, it would be a very miserable life, I tell you that. And I think that's for all of us a little bit like that. That if we use humor in the process of being on this path of transformation, we can lighten up. And lightening up is that place where energy can flow through us and with us and transformation can happen. And so when we talk about rest and peace, it is where we show respect to our own physical self, where we say, wait a minute, I am run down, I am exhausted, and I honor my body for the time it needs for whatever integration it is going through. And you will find, especially in 2016, where there's continuously a raising of the frequency occurring, we are going to be crossing a lot of consciousness thresholds as we continue to assist humanity in ascending to higher consciousness level. So it becomes increasingly more important to listen to the signs that your body is giving you that will tell you when it's a time of rest versus a time of activity. And one thing I found in my own life is when I don't honor my body, when I'm not allowing myself the time of rest, interestingly enough, then my lower self becomes even stronger, stronger than my spiritual self. And I start to have a lot of doubt, or anger is coming up, or lack of tolerance is showing itself. And in the past, I was kind of embarrassed about it. Now, when I see all this doubt coming up, when I see that I'm becoming more angry, more short-tempered, it's a clear indication that my body is demanding for me solitude and quietude and rest and removing myself from the activities in the outer world. And interestingly enough, you see it also with Earth herself. You see it as she goes through the seasons. Now, of course, seasons aren't experienced everywhere, but in a lot of places around the world, the seasons are experienced very distinctly. And Gaia, Earth, goes through a winter period, which often we kind of are not looking forward to because the leaves are falling off the ground, everything looks barren, but it is an important time for Gaia. It's an important time of introspection, of going within, of creating new growth and new seeds for a new life to come. And so all of us in the Northern Hemisphere are right now experiencing the last months or so of winter. We become a little bit impatient in some places where it's still very snowy and cold and dark. And yet it is an opportunity right now more than ever to be in alignment with Earth and to recognize this as a time of rejuvenation, as a time of pulling ourselves back and asking ourselves, what is it really that I choose to create and manifest into my life, into 2016, as a co-creator here on Earth? And often you think about everyone else sending love and peace out into the world, which is beautiful, but it starts with you. It starts with looking at your own life. And so when you step into this place of rest and peace really is a result of rest, then you stop running away from some of your emotional fears and discomfort, and you begin to look at what's really happening around you because you've slowed down enough. You've stopped running away from your own self. And so consider, where have you not allowed yourself this in these last few months to rest? Where has that voice in your mind just kept pushing you? And just for a moment, sit and just say to yourself, it's okay to stop. I never forget, a few years ago, I went to Germany and visited my family. My sister's also an amazing healer. And she worked on me. And she only said one sentence. She said, Brigida, now is time for you to just stop. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to convince yourself of that needs to be done right now. You don't have to judge yourself. You can let go of judgment. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You can just be in this moment and be okay with not doing anything. And it was a profound shift that I felt just hearing, just getting permission to not have to do anything. We don't give ourselves that permission. And yet it's so important to allow yourself to just be for a moment. We can't always just be. After all, we are human beings and we are in a human form and we are often in work relationships. So we can't always just be. And yet, when we allow ourselves those moments of peace and rest and just not doing anything, not even a meditation necessarily, really just be, profound things can happen. Profound consciousness shifts can take place. And so I want you to really allow yourself to just sit there wherever you are and wherever you listen to this and just remind yourself that right now there is nothing, absolutely nothing you have to do but sit and relax and allow yourself to receive. I hope you had the opportunity to really feel what it's like to just allow yourself not to have to do anything. It is profound. At least it's always been profound for me when I just tell myself and I get really wound up inside and I just tell myself, it's okay not to do anything. And we come from a, at least those of us in the Western civilization, where it is very action-driven. You have to get up in the morning, you have to do a gazillion things with your family, you run to work, then you do things with your children, and there's always so much activity until late in the evening that since the lights have been invented, we can work until late at night, we can work even through the night if we need to, so there's always activity. And we never turn our phones off anymore, we always have the computer ready. It is an amazing experience if you turn everything off, including your phone, and just give yourself 10, 15 minutes of just beingness and not having to do anything. So we will have now music from Mike Snyder as we introduce Saint Germain to this mix. I'm going to step back and I'm going to let Saint Germain come through and speak to you directly about the power of rest and peace on the journey of transformation. Greetings, I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of continued awakening, and have no doubt there will be much transformation taking place in 2016, and you are in the midst of it. Shifts after shifts, thresholds being crossed, star portals opening up, bringing higher frequencies, and you being asked to continuously choose to release what no longer serves you. And the key part in that is that there have been times where that what is in your life right now has served you. But transformation is an ever ongoing process of change. And so what might have served you a week ago might no longer serve you at this time. It might serve you again at a later time, but still, you must make choices now according to your heart that is in connection with your soul, that is in connection with your spiritual self. You've come here to Earth continuously to assist humanity in the ascension process, in the awakening process. And as you can see by looking around in the world, there's much that still needs to be accomplished to move to a place of harmony, a place of love, peace, and abundance. And have no doubt there is enough in the world to feed all. There is enough that can support all those in need if it only would be distributed in the correct way. And yet, every soul chooses their own path, their own soul path. And so some of those who are experiencing poverty and are starving at this time, it is also part of their learning process, part of the soul growth that they've taken upon themselves for humanity as a whole. And just sometimes, as it feels so heart-wrenching when a young one dies and passes on so early, That young one is exalted in the higher realm to a very beautiful level of consciousness, and it has left a great lesson for those being left behind to learn and to integrate. Often it is those who pass on who are doing much better in the other realms. It is those of you who are left behind that have to transform and transmute the energy of loss and sorrow and sadness. And we understand that that in human form can be extremely painful and difficult. And we are here to support you. The reason why we focus this week on rest and peace is because it is often neglected on the path of transformation. It is often forgotten. And yet, when facing obstacles, if you keep pushing against the obstacle, you will only drain yourself and become exhausted or even hurt yourself to some degree in the process. So situations where you face obstacles often ask you to stop and to take a step back and to allow yourself a moment of rest and rejuvenation. As you rest, you can enter this place of profound stillness. In the stillness, you become aware of your divine essence and a voice that comes from a place that is much vaster and much far-reaching, that then can guide and direct you along your path of awakening, along your path of transformation, along your path towards enlightenment, towards remembering who you truly are. The initiate's focus is always about knowing thyself. And so there's a deep need for seeking knowledge, for going on a quest for more knowledge. And we love that about all of you, that deep desire to continuously moving forward on your evolutionary path towards oneness. And yet, you must allow yourself the time to stop. To stop and ask yourself where you are at right at that moment. And it is that fear of seeing what's around you right at that moment that often stops you from stilling yourself, from going into this place of rest and solitude and quietude. Because often in these moments of rest, you look around and you still see how much transformation needs to take place, whether it is in your own life or whether it is in the whole world that you're witnessing it, it does not really make a difference. And yet, if you can simply for one moment push the pause button and realize that among all the chaos that might be existing around you, there's a seed of a new beginning in there. You've simply not allowed yourself to slow down enough to recognize this seed. This seed is about moving into a more gentler and kinder relationship with your own self. You are, after all, your own greatest judge. Often you're afraid that we will judge you, but we do not judge you. We only have love and compassion for you and for where you're at and for the choices that you make. Who are we to judge an aspect of God's source creator, all that is? If we would do that, we would really simply judge a part of our own self, wouldn't we? And so we do not judge you. We want to support and help you. So in this process right now, I invite you to take a deep breath. Make it several deep breaths. And with every out breath, allow yourself to think deeper within your own inner self. is in the vastness of who you are. And you might feel at this moment the fringes energetically of the disharmonious relationships you're experiencing in your life, or the lack of abundance that you're feeling pressing heavily upon you, or any form of other physical elements that create pain and discomfort in your life right now, that make you feel that the road towards enlightenment is too far and too long for you to ever reach the end of the road. And so at this time, take another deep breath and don't judge this discomfort that you might be feeling right now. Whether that's a child crying in the background that needs your attention or something else. Don't judge it. See it as the music of life. Everything holds a unique tone. Everything. You too hold a unique tone. And together it creates a beautiful piece of music. And it evolves. It changes, it shifts, it grows. And so at this time, I invite you to open yourself up within your crown area and to follow that tone that is you, that unique vibration that is you, and follow it upwards and outwards. Follow it to the place that you might call your divine I Am Presence, that loving, guiding, vast part of your own self. It is like an umbrella on a rainy day. Your divine I Am Presence wants nothing but to support and protect you and guide you and keeping you safe. So feel that connection through that unique frequency that is you. And bring the reinforced love from your divine I Am Presence through that frequency that is you down into yourself, down into your body, into your organs, into your physical self. Use your in-breath and out-breath to deepen it into you. Beautiful. Just continue to bring it into you. And in this process, feel now how your own inner vibration is shifting and changing. How your own inner self starts calming down through the support that you're allowing in. And how you can now take a deep out-breath in form of a relief. Just let it out. And feel all of your muscles relax. You've worked so hard to maintain a place of balance within the chaos of transformation in your life. And we honor that. And we support you in finding that place of rest and peace within you. And there's now a chance through this alignment that you can allow that unique, refined frequency that is your tone to radiate out into your surrounding. Similar to a light tower sending out light, you are now sending out your own unique frequency into your surroundings, into your room, into your house, into your relationships. But you're doing this from a place of peace and rest, not working on it. Just let it flow out naturally. If you feel that your frequency is hitting a boundary, it is okay. Don't be afraid. Don't be confused. Don't feel like you're failing. Simply allow now your own frequency, your own higher tone of love, to move around the obstacle and to surround the obstacle, to surround that what doesn't want to move or change with love, not with judgment, not with anger, not with disappointment, but with the divine love of your I Am presence. And something magical can happen through that, through this place of peace and rest and inner stillness. That obstacle, that what feels so hard, shifts and changes. Maybe in the beginning ever so slightly, but the more that you are surrounding it with your frequency, the more it is going to start to dissolve into that what is within its essence. Because within the essence of everything is divinity, is God's source. And that is regardless whether it's a living entity or that what appears to be a non-living entity. Everything is part of God's source, creator, all that is. And so within everything is the essence of God oneness, God love, God light. And so when you bring that higher frequency from your divine I Am presence into you to reinforce you and sending it out into your environment, then you will find that what has been creating inertia in your life, what has been creating for you that feeling of not being able to handle something or to move forward or even to bring about change, is starting to move back, is starting to retreat in a way. And you can breathe more. You can feel yourself expanding in the process, which is so needed and most beautiful. And so as you are in this place, we are now going to prepare you for a unique energy attunement. We are going to anchor within your human self a higher frequency of peace and love that those representatives of the second ray have been preparing for you. It is a ray of illumination and enlightenment. And so for that, Archangel Jophiel is now descending and is overlighting you directly. And you can feel Archangel Jophiel's presence right now as he is working on your mental, emotional, and physical body directly to weave into you a very different frequency of love, peace, and empowerment that is needed for you to strengthen you to not get caught in all the busyness and all the drama that is happening around you, and to also not feel that you're coming from a place of being selfish. You're not going to help anyone if you participate in the chaos and the drama. You're going to be most effective as a light worker if you maintain that inner place of strength, like a rock in the ocean, and allowing yourself to radiate out your tone, your frequency, your essence in alignment with your divine I Am presence. And so for this time of infusion, we are going to bring now some music through that will show you that this infusion is taking place. Simply allow yourself with your hands open, palms up, this your eyes raised a little bit towards heaven. Sit straight and allow Archangel Jophiel to work on you directly now to infuse you with that unique, gentle ray of peace to anchor it into you and strengthen you as the spiritual peacemaker and light worker that you've always been meant to be. So allow yourself now to not only feel the empowerment received from Archangel Jophiel, but to realize that this is going to help you, first of all, bring yourself back into a little bit more of a conscious state. But I want to talk with you a little bit more about the rhythm of transformation, the ebb and flow. Often we observe, as many of you, that in the process of slowing down, you become nervous. You feel that you're missing opportunities. You feel that you might be failing or you're not good enough. And then you start filling that empty space up with activities and it drains you. And that is counterproductive in many ways, as it does not help you to rejuvenate when it's necessary. Just like there's day and night, and you allow yourself to sleep at night, to rest, to rejuvenate, to recharge, there's also that same concept as you're on the path of transformation. You all are so willing to prepare yourself for a new beginning, and you're very much aware of the death and rebirth process, of the process of letting go and bringing in something new. And yet there's a time, there's a space in between those two aspects. In many cultures, there are always these three forces that I talked about. The force of death, the force of birth, and then the force of sustenance. Sustenance is when you allow yourself to enjoy the fruits of your labor. This is not ego speaking. This is not coming from a place of not being charitable. It is a necessary place of spiritual growth that must be honored. It allows you to reevaluate where you're at and which way you're heading, to then create another death and rebirth process to shift and change what no longer serves you. And so how do you even know which direction to focus on or which direction to go into if you do not allow yourself that time of rest, that time of introspection that is necessary for you to make some new choices? And you've all heard me talk about more than once that at the core of transformation is the choice. And so I know that many of you very much know what you don't want, but ask yourself what it is that you do want. You are an aspect of God's source, creator, all that is. Everything is possible. Everything can be manifested. So ask yourself, out of the vastness of all that is, what is it that you choose to manifest, to bring forth into reality, and most importantly, in this place of rest and solitude and quietude, ask yourself why it is what you're doing. Brigida talked in the beginning about the aspect of joy. Your path of enlightenment should not become a path of hardship, but a path where you liberate yourself enough that you can experience the joy of life, where you can smell a flower and appreciate the fragments because you've allowed yourself to open up so much further to a sensitivity that as a result also allows you to smell fragrances that you've never smelled before, to taste things you've never tasted before, to hear things you've never heard before, and to find joy in that. To find joy when you walk in nature because your sensitivity now allows you to hear the whispers of the fairies among the leaves, among the trees, allows you to hear the true voices of the elemental powers of air, fire, of earth and water, allows you to reach beyond the dimension that you live in into the multidimensional realm and receive messages and beautiful words of creativity, allowing you to take this creativity and translate it into something that you can do here on earth to support humanity as a whole. These connections, these sacred unions with other aspects of life should not have to be forced, but should be allowed to come into your life naturally and with ease. We see often that some of you get frustrated because you cannot see yet the colors of the aura. You cannot hear us yet as clearly as you would like us to hear. But I'm telling you, you could do that if you would only allow yourself to slow down a little bit more, to go a little bit more within, to reach out to us from another place, the place of your inner portal, of your inner connection with your soul and your divine I Am presence. And that inner connection cannot be found outside of yourself. It can be triggered, or you might receive an impulse in the outer that awakens something within you that then helps you to connect more deeply with your soul and your I Am presence. But the connection still has to take place within your own self, within the heart of your own inner self. So put your hand on your heart right now. Take a couple of deep breaths and feel the peace that is infusing itself into you. Feel the power of stillness. And feel your own inner connectiveness to all that is. Don't fear that it is so far for you to still go, but know that it is only a matter of remembering. You already know everything there is to know, but you don't have to have this knowledge every moment in your life. Surrender, allow, and open yourself up to that trust and faith that whenever it is necessary, whenever you need it, the divine guidance from your divine I Am presence will be there for you. And I've said it before, it is comparable to having your hand in form of a fist where barely any energy can come through, or your willingness to open up your hand, palms up, so you can receive the love of the divine, of your own divine self, that then is being mirrored back to you into the outer world, where then you will receive equally love and abundance the same way. So acknowledge that the most profound transformation is going to take place the moment you can allow yourself to rest, as that will be the moment that your nervous system can slow down a little bit. It will be the moment where your muscles can relax. It will be the moment where your feet connect with the earth, and you can remember that you've come here to earth to assist humanity, to assist earth as a whole in the ascension process, and that it is not a race to who gets there first, but it is a gentle, loving path of great compassion and the knowing that at some point everyone will get there in their own time, in their own unique way, and that there is no first place or last place. There's only that what the soul is asking for in the path of spiritual growth that everyone is going through. And so in this willingness to rest, there also is a willingness to be patient and to not have to know the answer to every question that you have. To allow the answers to come to you in a unique way, in the most appropriate way, and at the right time. You waste so much energy trying to open up the veils between you and heaven. And the truth is, the veils aren't there to keep you out, but the veils are there to assist humanity as a whole in the awakening process. If the veil would be opened up and you could see and hear everything, it would have a devastating effect on the collective consciousness. So it is not you failing, it is you simply being willing to be in this place of receptivity and to lead the path step for step ahead of the others, not by running far ahead and shouting back, look how far I've come, but by being reachable, being approachable, being there so that others can see how it's being done through you setting the example. Rest in peace is not just a term for those who've passed on, but rest in peace is a term that is a necessity on the path of transformation. Take it in and know that only through your willingness to rest and be still can you open yourself up to the greater wisdom of the divine. And it is so. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. I will now turn the word back over to Brigida. and it is done. Thank you, Saint Germain. That was beautiful as usual. And thank you all for being part of our show today. We know this will help you on your path of enlightenment. And I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Next week, Saint Germain's focus will be on the initiate getting ready to cross the threshold to a new consciousness, to step into a new beginning. As we are getting closer to the spring equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are getting ready to step into another form of birth, really, every time, just as nature awakens, we do too. And so there's a preparation that takes place, a willingness of letting go. We just had a full moon, and this full moon might have brought up consciousness for you, things for you to observe, to make new choices about. Don't be afraid of it. And use that power of stillness and of peace and of rest to settle with that what comes to your awareness, and to not rush into a decision, but let the decision just open up for you in a natural way. Don't rush. Allow things to unfold. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. With that, I will close now the show for today. Blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.